Charles Hurt, Biden would prefer you obey the law, but you know, whatever. By Charles Hurt on July 5, 2020. What kinds of political vultures sit around bobbing their nasty little heads in search of rotten carrion after a human catastrophe? Well, Democrats, of course. Joe Biden is the first vulture in history to get hair implants on his pale, beady little head. Which only makes him look even more unfit for civilized company. Emerging from the worst economic collapse in U.S. history, the country last month posted the largest job expansion in U.S. history. But that was nothing according to Mr. Biden, who, along with President Barack Obama, presided over the slowest economic recovery in U.S. history. "There's no victory to be celebrated," complained Mr. Biden. "We are still down nearly 15 million jobs and the pandemic is getting worse. Not better," he said in a scripted, recorded video released by his campaign. Again, this from the guy who oversaw the slowest recovery in U.S. history talking about the fastest recovery. You start to see a pattern emerging here? In this titanic struggle between humans and the Wuhan virus, these people are rooting for the pandemic. Anything for their own personal, political gain. In other words, more dead Americans mean more roadkill for them. And while they are at it, why not gin up some riots? After all, these are the very same people who think nothing of stoking racial discord for their own benefit. Loot some stores, firebomb some police stations and terrorize people in their homes. Just more dead people for them to pick through. The lawless governor of Virginia has conspired with the lawless mayor of Richmond to join the riots by pulling down statues on public property that hurt their feelings. Actually, these statues don't hurt Governor Ralph Northam's feelings. He could not care less about anyone's feelings. He just needs to get ahead of the nearest mob. Remember, this is the same guy who dresses up in blackface or wears a KKK hood just for fun. But he cannot remember which. Either way, the picture of him in blackface or a KKK hood is all he or his family will ever be remembered for. Which perhaps is why he has such lust in his heart to take down the statues of men who were loved and revered in their own time. It is a statue fixation he has. Compensating for something. His own inner demons. Neither Mr. Northam nor the Richmond mayor were on hand as the statues were removed by crane this week along Monument Avenue. City Councilman Mike Jones attended the removal of the statue of Stonewall Jackson. "It's dope to see African Americans assist in taking them down, but we didn't have a voice in putting them up," Mr. Jones told a blogger from a website called Courthouse News Service. "They came down because black, white, Latinx, we all came together to make it happen." Quick research on the internet revealed Latinx is a newly invented gender-neutral term for Latinos and Latinas. In addition to history and statues and freedom, our virtues are also determined to tear down gender. Anyone hoping that Mr. Biden, once he is done picking through the carcasses of the cratered economy and pandemic, might stand up for the rule of law would be hopelessly mistaken. Asked about violent mobs tearing down statues, Mr. Biden said, "It's always better to do it peacefully, but..." "But? Peacefully? Or lawfully? Oh, never mind. There is a distinction," he said, "between monuments to Thomas Jefferson and statues lawfully erected in the South to remember Confederate generals after the Civil War. I think it's better," he said, "if the monuments are taken down lawfully. But I can understand the anger and anguish that people feel by having for years and years been under the statue of Robert E. Lee. If you're an African American," he said. "But don't expect if you have sitting in front of you after all these years and we finally, are going through another phase of maybe responding to the systemic racism in America and what we've seen happen, is don't be surprised if someone pulls down the statue of Confederate President Jefferson Davis." In other words, the man who wants to be Commander-in-Chief and oversee the Department of Justice, the highest executive in the land, would prefer that people obey the law and not tear down statues. But, you know, whatever. Joe Biden may be a lot of things, but one thing he ain't is Atticus Finch. Update: I would like to issue a formal apology to vultures. They provide a real service to humankind and do not deserve to be compared to Joe Biden or any other Democrat, regardless of whether they have hair plugs or not. Charles Hurt is opinion editor of The Washington Times. He can be reached at shirt@washingtontimes.com or at Charles Hurt on Twitter.